From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Trump edicts on immigration draw strong reaction. After issuing executive orders to build a wall at the U.S.-Mexico border and to push for greater enforcement against people who entered the country illegally, President Donald Trump is planning to issue another order banning entry to people from a set of Muslim-majority countries.
We're in the middle of a crisis on our southern border. The unprecedented surge of illegal migrants from Central America is harming both Mexico and the United States, and I believe the steps we will take, starting right now, will improve the safety in both of our countries. Going to be very, very good for Mexico.
During his campaign, Trump initially proposed a ban on all Muslims entering the United States, only to later alter it to target nations linked to terrorism. When asked during an interview on ABC about countries like Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Saudi Arabia being left off the list, Trump said people from countries not specified in the order will face what he called extreme vetting. The ban would also include an exception for people who are religious minorities in their country and facing persecution. The order will also impose a four-month freeze on all refugee admissions into the U.S. In the ABC interview, Mr. Trump was asked about the Dreamers. He said that they should not over the next... Here is what he said.
They shouldn't be very worried. I do have a big heart. We're going to take care of everybody. We're going to have a very strong border. We're going to have a very solid border. Where you have great people that are here that have done a good job, they should be far less worried. We'll be coming out with policy on that over the next period of 4 weeks.
This is VOA News. President Trump signed an order Wednesday that he said would crack down on sanctuary cities by withholding federal grant money. Sanctuary cities limit help to federal authorities who may be looking to arrest and deport undocumented immigrants. 40 U.S. cities and 364 counties nationwide have established themselves as sanctuary places. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer said federal authorities are going to unapologetically enforce the law. He said that we will strip federal grant money from sanctuary states and cities that harbor illegal immigrants. The American people, he said, are not going to be forced to subsidize this disregard for the law. New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman says Trump does not have the constitutional authority to cut off funding to sanctuary cities. At least 12 cities in New York have declared themselves safe for illegals, including New York City. Mayor Bill de Blasio says his city will not change its policy.
The potential funding cuts suggested in the executive order would first and foremost fall on the NYPD, thus taking away resources that we use every day to protect the people of this city against crime and against terrorism. So the executive order on its face contradicts its stated purpose. And again, this is true here in New York City and will be true in cities all over the country.
The sanctuary movement began in the 1980s when church congregations across the United States began providing shelter to asylum seekers fleeing civil war in Central America. The British Prime Minister, Theresa May, is set to call for a renewal of the special relationship with the United States as Britain prepares to leave the European Union, and President Donald Trump begins his term as the U.S. leader. May is traveling today to Philadelphia, ahead of a visit to the White House on Friday. She'll be the first foreign leader to meet with Trump in Washington since he took office. May is scheduled to speak Thursday at a retreat for Republican members of Congress, where, according to prepared remarks, she will highlight the history of a relationship she says made the modern world. Trump and Vice President Mike Pence will also attend the Thursday retreat. Turkey says it is too early to comment on President Trump's plan to establish safe zones in Syria. The Turkish Foreign Ministry spokesman Hüseyin Mufluoğlu said Thursday that it will be important to first see the results of studies that Trump is expected to order from the Pentagon and State Department about instituting zones where civilians in Syria could be safe from the country's ongoing conflict. Turkey, which shares a border with Syria, has long advocated safe zones. Former U.S. President Obama did not support the idea, citing the challenges involved in safeguarding those areas.
That's the latest world news from VOA.